Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. We are here in your ears. Thank you for listening, by the way. You can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And also, you can text us or call us at 402-915-0960. We don't get a lot of phone calls. We get texts like crazy.
Yeah.
So maybe people just...
But I think okay, you know, like, will they play my phone call? We will play your phone call. Like,
we will.
So just know that when you leave a phone message, like, you could get on the show. So there you go.
There you go.
Though we do enjoy text, but we just like messages. Whether if you want to email us, whatever you want to do, we love hearing from you.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you all the time. I'm getting everything all correct. I have a nose hair that's just driving me crazy. All right, so let's do motivate. We'll just, start with motivate, okay. and I'll figure that out from there. I'll explain to you.
Okay.
All right, this is what we're doing. This week, it's fridge leftovers that are almost expired. Ooh. Okay, you can pick. Here are your choices, Molly. Okay. Mystery takeout container.
Okay.
Half-eaten rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie.
That's one of those words that I just mispronounced. Questionable pasta in a Ziploc bag. What is your pick?
Never heard of pasta in a Ziploc bag. I want to go for that just because I don't even know what that is.
It's just pasta. You know, it's like someone put it in a Ziploc bag and then... And then I don't know.
Is that how you store your pasta?
Not me. I guess I could if I wanted to. But it seems like it is not the right way to store pasta.
Right. Like that's the thing. Like I put it in a plastic container, but I'd like to try the Ziploc bag pasta, please.
Okay, here we go. It's time for some Ziploc pasta.
Rise and shine, you sassy little spark plug. Don't just start the day. Ignite it. Remember to be your best self, and don't worry about sticking out like a sore thumb. Is lightning afraid to stand out in the night sky? Hell no. It knows it's beautiful and powerful, and it doesn't care who sees. So go be your spark, go be the lightning, and go dominate this fine day.
Yo,
I love it.
Fine.
This guy voices that. All of these. I just wonder if, like, he gets done and he's like, God, I hate my life.
It's hard to find anybody that doesn't cuss, and we don't cuss on this show.
No. But he voices these, and I just wonder, like, what if in real life he's like a complete glass half empty kind of guy, and anybody who knows him is like, I can't believe you're the voice of inspiration because you are just the worst.
Yeah. So what do you imagine that guy to look like?
I imagine him to have a beard.
Really? Like a big beard or like a...
No, like a closely shaved beard.
Like a well-manicured beard, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but I imagine him being hairy. I don't know why.
Hairy isn't hair coming out of the back of his...
No, but like he's got like dark hair. He's got a head of dark hair and then he's got facial hair and he's probably got really good eyebrows. He just kind of has that sound to him. He sounds like a hairy guy.
Do you feel like he's an attractive man? Like kind of like the guy that does the scotch or whatever the heck that is.
No, I just think he's like, I think he's probably like a radio guy.
Okay. So he's fat.
Not necessarily. No.
Is he just doughy?
Yeah. He's just doughy. He's got dad bod. He's not like ripped. He's not hot Santa.
There we go back with hot Santa.
Just the worst. No, I just imagine him kind of dad bod and just, yeah, probably, you know, one of those guys that he's not unsightly, but no, you're not like, whoa. And then his voice, like, and that, like the voice is what gets you.
Uh-huh.
That's what I mean by like radio guy. where it's kind of like, you're okay looking, but then I hear you talk and you're like, oh, I love your voice.
Do you, does that get you like a sultry voice?
A good voice? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't like something nice to listen to?
What's your favorite accent? Do you have an accent?
I don't know. You like? I mean, probably like, I mean, I like the Irish accent. I mean, but what about you? What kind of accent do you like to hear a woman speak with or a guy? I mean, I don't. No judgment, judgment free zone. What do you like your dudes to sound like?
I like the Southern lady
really?
Sound. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. If I was going to start a 900, like a 1-900 talk dirty number,
God, I'd have a whole. Does it even exist anymore?
I don't think so, but I'd have a whole bunch of Southern type women.
You'd have Southern belles sitting there talking. Yeah. Why, sir, you are so unbelievably good looking. You're like, she's on the other line looking at her friend like, God, when are they going to get rid of these 900 numbers? I mean, obviously I'd be out of a job, but I can't talk to these guys anymore.
I remember watching it might have been a 60 Minutes interview with a 900 number. This is some time ago with a lady who does 900 numbers.
And she doesn't look like her voice, does she?
No, she didn't. She was a heavier set lady just sitting there bored out of her mind talking and knitting. She looked like somebody's mom.
But just not had like the voice?
Just had the voice. Because that's all you need in the end. When those, you know, if you're going to talk dirty to somebody, you just need a good voice and you need to be able to say it the right way to get that person moving, you know, because
you've got a lot of opinions.
You're paying customers.
You sound well versed. You're like, I know what I like to pay for.
Oh, come on. That's just, they're paying customers.
No, when see, that was not the 900 number that we would call. Like, we would do the psychic ones. That was always fun. Like, when you're tell me, who am I going to meet? What's his name? When will I meet him? Uh-huh, why not? I mean,
I guess I've never done that.
Just out of a joke. Don't you remember Miss Cleo or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And then it ended up, like, they did a documentary about her. Like, she's completely, like, a fraud. But people would call Miss Cleo. She'll tell you all of your...
She's a fraud? What do you mean?
I believe there was like a documentary about her.
She's not, I mean, she's a real person. She just, what?
No,
I mean,
she played a character.
Okay.
I don't think it was a real lady. Google it and see what you find. But yeah, I thought there was a documentary on Miss Cleo where it was like the underbelly of 900 psychic readings type of thing.
I would imagine most of those. I mean, if you're calling a number, it's not going to be legit. You know, it's. I mean, like the sex talkers. You know, it's not legit. I doubt any super sexy hot woman or man is going to take a job like that.
You never know. You never know.
It's going to be the unsightly that works. That probably 90% of that profession. Someone who probably can't, they got a good voice, but they can't.
Careful. Trying to guide you away from saying something terrible.
Well, what about
the handout?
What about my voice? Some people say they like my voice. I think my voice is just very distinct.
I've listened to it for too long. I don't think I could comment on your voice. I mean, I've been working with you for 20 years, your voice sounds like you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we talk all the time. So hearing your voice on the radio isn't something special for me. Like, it's just like hearing you on a different device. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if there's anyone out there that listens that when I speak or you speak, they get turned on.
Oh. I would not want to know. Please do not reach out with a voicemail or a text message or an email. I mean, maybe for party, but like, yeah. I'm asking you to keep that information to yourself. Like, let's just make that private information. I do remember early when I did this. Somebody thought I was blonde, and I was like, how do you sound blonde?
The color?
Like, they saw a picture of me and they're like, I never would have thought that you had dark hair.
Well, see, that's no different than the question about that motivational guy, because I have people that also have reached out to me, not knowing what I look like, mm-hmm. thinking what I look like.
Yeah.
Like if you want to, if you've never met me before and you're listening, shoot us an email or text. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Phone number again is 402-915-0962. That's the party line. And let us know what you think we look like without looking at us. I bet mine's going to come across as fat, okay. You know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah.
Bald. I sound bald. You're like, yeah. Me all sounding right, blonde is a lot weirder than you sounding fat. That's a pretty good 50-50 in radio. You're like fat?
Yeah.
Or I mean, you know, audio.
I love Wylene more than anything. I'm mm-hmm. more attracted to her. But you know what I also find kind of sexy is sometimes you'll run across people with cross-eyed.
What?
Yeah, you know, they're like cross-eyed. They have their
eyes. Yeah, like
eyes
Siamese are, cats?
Yeah, like kind of look like.
Yeah, no, I know what cross-eyes are.
I find
you
that adorable.
Run I mean, what do you mean you run across people? I can't tell you the last time I saw a cross-eyed person.
I mean, they exist. And I exist for them.
They found their audience.
Yes, they did.
So like when you guys are role-playing, are you like, Wylene, cross your eyes. Hey. Talk in a southern accent and cross your eyes.
Yes.
She's like, who did I marry?
Freak.
Hello, oh, sir. This is so good to see you. You're like not that kind of southern accent. And cross your eyes a little bit more.
Yeah, a freak. Mm-hmm. Operation Dry Bottom. All right. That's our charity we're doing for the babies of the Lydia house. All right. They're in situations that, and you guys know, if you guys have been listening, you know what the situation is down at the Lydia house. There's women there with babies that are running from domestic abuse, all kinds of different things. Well, the babies are the last ones when it comes to being taken care of. They can't control themselves. They can't take care of themselves. So this is what we're doing. We're taking monetary donations at bigpartyshow.com. And we're going to hand over all of this money that the party crashers donated. And we're going to give it to them so they can buy diapers for the babies there. So that's the plan. And I just want to thank a couple people. Matt and Tammy just donated, and we need to keep those donations going. It ends on the 19th.
Yeah, this Friday. That's
the deadline. So if you can donate, we really would appreciate it.
This is the last week. So, you know, maybe you're getting together for a cookie exchange. Maybe you're getting together for some holiday cocktails or something. Talk to your friends. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your book club. Talk to whoever and say, hey, there's this great charity. I know you all listen to the Big Party Show podcast, and if they don't, go ahead and download it onto their phone, and that you guys want to throw in like $5 each. And I mean, and just put that towards, I mean, seriously,
diapers.
Yeah. This helps them out. So the women that are at the Lydia house, this isn't just for them. This is also for people in the community, the working poor. So especially this time of year, you're already stretching a paycheck. You're trying to get rent. You're trying to pay. Energy costs are high. I mean, it's brutal this time of year. And you've got the holidays. So right now is a perfect time to think about the necessities to help people who are already, you know, trying to sew these payments together. So diapers are one of the things that aren't covered by government programs. They don't get covered. So it's an expense that parents find themselves not able to get help with. Well, the Lydia house does help. They've got a diaper bank and they help people in the community, not just people staying at the Lydia house. So your diaper donation is going towards, it could be your neighbor. I mean, honestly, like you have, I mean, seriously,
You never know. You don't know everyone's story. You don't at all. I mean, I've run into people that have used diapers and needed assistance that you never would have thought as well, you know. But, yeah, it's a good thing, and it's good for the community, and we're just kind of taking care of everyone that we can. What we have donated so far from the Party Crashers is just over $2,000. That's amazing
to
me.
Yeah, that's great.
That is a lot. When we talked about doing this before we started this Operation Dry Bottom, which we'll do every year, we were like, 300 is better than zero.
Yeah.
And that's where my limit was. I'm like, I think maybe we'll get 300. But now it's up to 2000. And now we're like, we want 5,000. But yeah, as much as you can, we get it. It's the holidays. Just if you can help, you can help. That'd be great. We do have the 12 pods of Christmas.
Yes, we do. So we've many lovely unwrapped. Gifts under the tree and so many more to come. Today we are unwrapping another wonderful present. This is going to be a gift card to Au Courant. It's an amazing take on European cuisine right in the heart of Benson. So if you want to go someplace special, I mean, this is something where go ahead. I mean, if you win this, this is an opportunity to try a fancy restaurant and not have to spend fancy restaurant prices.
That's right. It's like date night. And I think that should be the key word. Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy's the key word, people. Fancy. Take fancy and go over to bigpartyshow.com and put it right there at the 12 pods of Chris. Someone's going to win this whole thing. After this, we only have three more presents to unwrap.
And there's That's some it. Good ones. I'm excited about a couple of them.
Yeah. So there you go. Omaha Steaks, Amsterdam Falafel Kebab, Funny Bone Comedy Club, Good Life Candle and Craft, Karma Coffee, Dolomiti, Brickway Brewery and Distillery, Dark Horse Salon and Spa, and now Au Courant. So there you go. That's so far with three more. Todd. Mm-hmm. Three more. Taylor Swift. Oh, my God. Hello. That. What's the deal? You can't watch it because you don't have.
I don't have Disney Plus, and I am. It's the holidays. Like, I am not signing up for another streamer right now. I got bills to pay.
Yeah, I know.
So what I have to do is just. Look at the kind people on TikTok or Instagram Reels that are sharing clips and just go ahead and piece it together what I must be missing.
But it's
you
good.
Watched it? You've got Disney Plus?
Yeah, we have Disney Plus. And I didn't plan on watching it, but I figured everyone else is watching it, so why not? And you can tell that it is filmed because right now there's two episodes out. Then she's going to drop two more, I guess. That's what Wylene told me. You can tell that it was filmed after she met Travis Kelce. Because there's times where she was on the phone
with
in
him.
The car. No, not with him, on the phone. Yeah, with him.
Yeah,
in
I'm
the
saying
car.
On the phone with him. She's like, baby. And you're like, what?
Uh-huh. Yep. Like he said, there's one conversation that got out there that, and I caught it because I was like, hey. She had said something about they're talking about wishing they were with each other. And she literally said, why do you have to be in the NFL? I was like, oh, I guess she does. She wants that retirement to happen. She doesn't like this whole separation thing too much. I think that's what she said anyway. I might have just made like,
that's what I heard.
It is. So, yeah, it's good, though, Molly. I actually enjoyed it. I love those documentaries.
Oh, I love that stuff, too. Yeah. I mean, and her gifting the bonuses to everybody. Oh, yeah. My God. Niagara Falls. Like, seriously, she's so generous. I mean, honestly, like, even her haters, like, you can't hate on somebody like that. Like, you really just can't. Like, she's the real deal. And then how she handwrote each of the notes to everybody and then, like, did the wax seal. Like, she could have gotten a sticker. She didn't. She hand wax sealed each of those notes. Damn. I want to be her friend so bad. I want to hang out craft night with her because you know she drinks wine and, like, does craft stuff and, like, hangs out with her cats. I mean, so basically she's living my life only fancier.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's. I think I became a Swiftie watching it. I'm just going to be honest. It's really hard not to. Yeah. Like I've seen so many documentaries about how things are made when it comes to music and concerts and stuff like that. Like one I'm really excited for is Billie Eilish.
Okay.
She's got one coming out, I think, in March. But this is good. I mean, it is. I think it's worth. The thing is, this is that you can, and I even looked it up for you. You can't get a 7-day trial with Disney Plus. They don't do that. No,
they know exactly what everybody's going to do is get it for 7 days, watch this, and then cancel. They're not dumb.
And go. Yeah.
This was my, this is the thing. I thought because I have Hulu, I'd get to watch it. I didn't realize that Disney Plus was being so withholding about this because Disney Plus and Hulu are all the same, but they're not sharing on this one. I mean, they're really pushing people to get Disney Plus. Like the only way you can watch this, the only way you can see it, there's no free trial. It's you've got to get Disney Plus. And my whole point is I can't, I'm just, I won't.
I'm with you. We have the bundle. So that's the reason why we have it. Otherwise I wouldn't have Disney Plus either. Okay. Molly. There's nothing on Disney Plus that I watch.
Well, that's why when you said you had it, I was like, how do you have it? And I mean, that makes sense now that, cause isn't it Hulu, ESPN and Disney Plus, isn't that the bundle?
Yes.
So the reason we don't have the bundle is because we don't want, I wouldn't watch ESPN or Disney Plus. So I'm like, just Hulu is fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on Disney Plus. It's just, it's not me. You know, there's a, like Avengers and I mean, I don't even know. I know there's Star Wars stuff on there.
Cause they own all that stuff.
It's a kid's app to me. Maybe you're a weird adult that's into that stuff. Like I have a friend that loves Pixar. He's a grown ass man, loves cartoons. I mean, he would go to movie theaters, to watch Pixar movies.
I do.
By himself.
Yeah. Before I had kids. And I was always so nervous when I would like go to the bathroom. I'm like, do they think I'm like waiting for their children?
That's how I make, I would be like, dude, you're a grown ass man
in a theater,
in a theater full of children, by yourself. It does look odd, but anyway, that's the subscriber there to that channel. But yeah, it's good. I think it's really good. I became a Swiftie by watching it. I mean, I liked it so much that I woke up this morning because she also dropped her tour. So now I'm watching a concert this morning of Taylor Swift.
Isn't it good?
It's good. Now I have FOMO.
Now you understand why people were like going crazy to go to that concert. It's insane. Even if you're not a Swift fan, even if you're just a casual Taylor Swift fan, you can't walk out of that stadium and not be in absolute awe of what she has managed to put together and execute. She does those shows. There's a reason that it's a residency for 3 nights and then she's got to take a week off. I don't even know how she gets to night 3. I mean, her body has just got to be beat up.
I became a Swiftie and then this happened.
All right, you asked for it. Check out this mane and this sweater of pure cat hair. Look at that little guy right there. I feel like a majestic cat myself.
Is that supposed to be you?
That is me.
That guy is not you. He's got the weirdest face. It's like close to you. It's like one of those simulators where you're like, it's so close, but it's just off enough to be disturbing.
What do you mean? No, that is me. You need to hear off. I'm just going to play it one more time. It's me.
All right, you asked for it. Check out this mane and this sweater of pure cat hair. Look at that little guy right there.
That does not look like me to you. Come on, Molly.
His face is different. And by the way, that's not what you look like in jeans. That is not you. Grace, help me out. When you see this, does he look like that? Isn't it off just enough? Yeah, it's off just enough to be just unsettling.
I feel like a majestic cat myself.
Well, hey, that's what Swifties do. they put on the blonde hair and they knit themselves up a cat hair sweater, all of the above.
You got to get the ones with the bangs. That's the whole thing. She's got her signature bangs.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far into it.
Why wouldn't you? Obviously, you've gone deep enough. Like, this is what a bridge too far. I can't get bangs. That's just too crazy.
What I want to do is learn how to walk like her on stage.
strut.
That's like a pony right there. So
she's a tall woman. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. She is statuesque. And then she's in those heels on that stage. You're like, damn.
Hey, what's the deal with the Christmas list with the kids?
Oh, my God. They have the weirdest.
Did they give you a list yet? Or what's going on?
Honestly, like, I need a decoder ring to understand what they sent.
Like,
they're
what?
All into this like anime and weird digital animation that doesn't exist in anywhere but weird like specialty shops online that you're like, am I gonna get a virus for even going to this site?
Probably.
Like, there's a part of me where I'm like, I don't wanna click cart. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. They're like, yes, excellent. We've got one.
Probably.
Spent most of the morning ordering from this site that my daughter likes. And honestly, I was like, how did you even find this? What dark part of the web were you even on to just see where this is at?
That is a good question.
And
you're
that's
right.
The thing is that this is all, I mean, it's anime. So like, I get it. And with her, she likes this place called Glitch Studios. And so they have an entire e-store of all of their stuff. I mean, it really does exist and it's a legitimate store, you know, but at the same time, like when you first go to it, you're like, I don't know. I feel like...
I hear you. That's
and
that
then
time
I love it
the-
when you go to check out. They're like, hey, you know, you have to unclick those boxes that'll have like it's already clicked. It's like, yes, I'd like to get emails about your promotions. I'm like, absolutely not. I never want to hear from you people again. I wish there was a way that I didn't have to give you my shipping address or my email address in order to buy this gift. Like, can we just do this transactionally? Like, I wish I could pay cash and have no e-rabbit trail that I did this at all.
Yes, I know. I mean, and then, I mean, would you do, if would you click on that stuff if they gave you a discount or quicker shipping?
Absolutely not.
You still wouldn't? Okay. I do. And I just stop it immediately.
No.
I
mean, one of them was like, if you spend X amount of money, it was discounted shipping. Like, this is how small this shop is. They're not even giving away shipping. They're like, we can't afford that. Like, you're going to just get discounted shipping. I was like, wow, I don't know if I've ever paid for shipping in recent memory.
God, like, I hear you.
Usually it's like you spend $50, you spend $100, you get free shipping. They're like, you spend this amount of money and we'll give you 50% off shipping. I'm like, damn. Okay.
I know.
So there was that. But my favorite part about it is they send the list via notes, right? So they'll send it over to you and it populates like it's a shared note in your iPhone.
Your kids do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it's
got
all the links and everything like that. But my favorite is, this is year two or three that the kids have been doing this. Year two. My daughter writes commentary, and that to me is what's worth keeping. Like, she will, Declan will do his list and then she'll insert notes into all of his stuff. Like, stupidest gift ever.
Oh my God, that's great.
Oh my God, like, get a life. You're such a loser. I can't believe you still like this.
That is your
style. She's got this like running commentary, and then it gets to her list. She's like, best gift ever. Coolest thing to ask for. Like, I mean, just, she's got this running thing, and that to me is like what I love keeping, because she just roasts her brother. Like,
I
anything that he asks for, she's like, lame, stupid.
That is so you.
I know. I'm raising myself.
Yes, you are. All right, so we got a no dumb question here. We got a question from Gary. He wants to know if it's acceptable to re-gift during the holidays if you know you'll never use it. That's a toughie. Just make sure you don't re-gift it to the person that gave it to you.
I think you have to, well, no, I think you have to re-gift in a different gifting circle. Like, it can't, there can't be cross-pollination. Oh, yeah. Like, it's no. Like if you got it at your in-laws, like, you can't even gift it to your family. Like, it needs to go to somebody outside that circle.
But what if you never going to, I get that. Absolutely. But so in the end, yes, you can re-gift.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I got something for Wylene and I wanted to re-gift it and I to someone else because it was a wrong item that I got. I got something that was too big for her.
Okay.
And she wouldn't do it. There was another birthday coming along. Just give it to them. I mean, I'm okay with that. If you're never going to wear it, then let's give it to, you know, your niece or whatever. And it was a pair of socks, you know.
A pair of socks?
Super soft socks. They're nice socks. Whiting loves soft and she loves socks.
You can wear too big of socks.
These are really big.
I don't even understand how that happens. They sell one size in soft socks. Like you go and it's just like one size fits all. It seriously says on there one size.
No, that's your brand. This is more like a slipper sock. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's got the anti-slid. It was like super soft. I figured it'd keep her feet warm. Mm-hmm. But apparently they're just a little bit too big for her. I figured, I mean, she's got tiny little toes, little feet, and I figured it would be perfect. But I don't know. If you had big, giant slipper socks, would you, I mean, I see her point.
No, I get it. I mean, I would re-gift. I wouldn't be weird about it. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. These are good socks. Like, this should go to somebody who can wear them. Like,
yeah,
would, that's how, but I don't even know if I would re-gift. I think I would just give them to somebody. Be like, hey, I got, you know, like, Mike bought this for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't gift it. I would just say, like, hey,
all right, that's,
Grace,
that's
like, you know, Peter got me these, but they're too small. I think they're your size. Would you wear them and just give them to her? I wouldn't like wrap them up and be like, surprise. That's called just helping a friend out.
That's the cheap ass in me. I was going to say
that is kind of gross because you're just like, just give them. They're socks.
Hey, they're not just socks. They're a gift. And that gift needs to be given to somebody else as a gift. So I don't have to run out and spend more money on that gift.
Are you getting any hints at all what Wylene wants for Christmas?
No, not a clue. It's tough. This is a tough year. Yep, not even a clue. I don't even have a clue. I went to Google, Molly, and said, Google, what are some cool gifts to give? And I'm like, I've never done that before.
Yeah, you're usually pretty.
We have everything.
I told Peter I ordered something the other day. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, just a heads up. I got a little something, a little self-gift, and it's coming from Amazon. And he's like, what did you get? And I was like, replacement Pyrex lids.
Ooh.
It's a joke.
Really?
Yeah, it's for the family. Like, honestly, like, we've had these Pyrex bowls since we got married, like, almost 20 years ago. The lids are cracked. The bowls are fine. It's glass. But the lids are trashed because it's plastic from 20 years, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I found out they do. And I'm like, I don't want to replace these perfectly good bowls, but you can get replacement lids. And so it was like really funny. I was like, I mean, he's like, can we afford it? I don't know. It's like, I'm glad you got something nice for yourself. I was like, right. I've always really wanted Pyrex replacement lids. And I just said, you know what? I'm doing it. Tis the season.
Just be
gluttonous. I'm going to go ahead and spend that $14.95 and get that full set of Pyrex lids. What? Girl, you being crazy this holiday season.
All right, we're going to wrap this, and we'll come back at you on Wednesday. Make sure you donate if you can. You guys know what to do. And get that keyword again. You have it. Just take it over to bigpartyshow.com. But I can't leave without giving you or giving the award of best employee of the month. That is today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Employee of the month.
Sure. Lay it on me.
All right.
So deserving. Well, so deserving. So perfect. Ridiculous.
This is how legends are made. This is how legends are made.
Your dog.
This is how legends are made.
Senior snack acquisition specialist. How many of these things do you have hanging in your house now? You've got two. Wylene's got one. Tequila and now Remy. That is five different awards you have. You have like to have a whole wall.
Yes. And that's the one thing I haven't gotten Tequila and Remy their gifts yet. Because, you know, Murray got it and Murray got an Employee of the Month collar that he doesn't even wear. I don't even know where it's at. Where is it?
It's here in my office.
Okay. Where's the pic? Didn't you
right
get a
up
picture?
Over there. It's just not in the frame anymore. Okay. I mean, it's in the frame, but I'm saying it's not in my
Okay. Just making sure you have
it. Oh no, it's on the wall of accolades. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should hang it right next to my college degree. I should probably do that.
That's the last one of 2025. Then we start it all over in January, of course. And then that will build into the 2026 Employee of the Year. So yeah. Do what you do. Uh-huh. Do what you got to do to get on it. I mean, anyone. I mean, even if you're a giant supporter of the show and you listen, you could get it, too. But you just got to do employee of the month type work. And you got to have that employee of the month attitude.
Super party crasher.
Yeah, the super party crasher award. But all right. So congratulations, Remy. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a great day. Do yourself good.